in terms of what has been learned from the research, one of the things that I think is really important to pay attention to in coming out of this research are two things. First of all, immigrants settle and begin to build lives in a local labor market or in a metropolitan labor market. They don't generally build a life at the level of the province or the nation as a whole. And so looking at the specific structure of individual labor markets is really important for understanding what happens to immigrants in terms of their settlement experiences and the ease with which they can build a new and hopefully prosperous life in Canada. The second factor that I think is really important to emphasize is the differences that exist within the immigrant communities in any city. Those differences are especially important with regard to gender. Women and men do not have similar experiences, but it's also very important to pay attention to factors such as the admissions class with which people enter the country. Certainly individuals who arrived in Canada through the economic class are doing significantly better than individuals who arrived either through family reunification, and especially the refugee population. If there's one thing that the Ottawa case study really highlights is the degree to which refugees, whether they're women or men, experience long-term challenges in terms of employment, and especially in terms of employment earnings in the metropolitan labor market of Ottawa-Gatineau.